Joining me on MissouriNet.com is Kevin McCreary, the assistant sports director of the South Carolina Radio Network, here to talk about the Chiefs-Carolina football game this Sunday. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
The Panthers are 3-1, a close win at San Diego to start the season. They come from behind to win against Chicago, then a loss at Minnesota, then a very impressive 24-9 win against Atlanta. Coming from a team that's 1-3, it looks impressive to us. Are the Panthers that good?
Well, they are a much improved team from the past couple of years, and they're getting healthy. I think the big factor is Jake Delhomme back at quarterback and at 100% each of the past 2 years. He's gone down, and when they've lost him, the entire team seems to implode. So he's been that steady force offensively that's helped them. They found a little bit of a running game. Their defense has found a little bit of that edge again, and if you have all those things in the NFL, you have a chance to win, and they are very reminiscent of the team that made the Super Bowl a few seasons ago with a team that wins close. They call them the Cardiac Cats around here, and this team does remind you that.
Wasn't Delhomme the NFC Offensive Player of the Week?
He was, and in typical Jake Delhomme fashion, he deflected that award to the rest of his teammates. Jake Delhomme is one of the most down-to-earth NFL quarterbacks you'll ever meet. He's from Louisiana. He talks with that Cajun accent. In fact, he says guys in the huddle sometimes ask him to repeat things because he says it in such a Cajun drawl, and he likes to race horses and do things like that in the off season and not live the kind of glamorous lifestyle that a lot of NFL players do.
The thing that I like about Delhomme, and this is the complaint that I have with Brody Croyle, who of course is hurt and won't be playing in this game, but, and I know he's a young kid, but he doesn't come across as a leader, and he doesn't seem to have that intensity, that fire. He's, you know, from Alabama. He's kind of a good old boy, just kind of down to earth, but kind of a very slow paced type of personality. Where Delhomme, he certainly does seem down to earth when I watch him and see him on TV. But there's a competitive fire, though. I picture him in the Super Bowl where, you know, he's yelling and he's pumping his fist. I mean, that's what you want from a quarterback, isn't it?
Absolutely, and he does have that fire. He is a laid-back, salt-of-the-earth type of guy, but he is a competitor and a fiery one at that. That Bears game when Chicago had the lead, I thought the turning point in the game was he slid on a play and didn't get the first down and was hit, and hit hard, and he got up jawing up the players that hit him, and it kind of seemed to provide a spark to the team. Steve Smith is known for his volatile, very emotional personality, but Jake Delhomme's a guy that'll go right up to Steve Smith and get in his face and tell him to get his head in the game or to be quiet, which is something you have to do to him every now and then. And he has that respect in the locker room where he can do that. And you earn that on the field, but you also earn that by saying and doing the right things at the right times.
Well, and that's an interesting point, too, because I think when your defense sees your offense react like that, it's got to fire them up. So he doesn't get the first down, but then I'm sure the defense comes up and they want to go out and come up with a stop for a guy like that.
Yeah, you want to have somebody that you want to play for. It makes your offensive lineman work harder. It makes the entire team work harder. And Jake Delhomme is the heart and soul of that Carolina Panther team. And I think the clearest point that proves that is just the past two seasons when they've lost him to injury, the team has gone down the tubes.
Steve Smith, you mentioned him, your great wide receiver. The guy's a big playmaker, had a great play in that Atlanta game. You saw the highlights of that. Are they talking at all about him picking on Chiefs cornerback, the rookie Brandon Flowers?
They're going to incorporate Steve Smith as much as they can into the offense. They do feel like they have some help for Smith. And Mohsin Mohamed coming back again, he's another one of the cast of characters from that Super Bowl year. So I think the Panthers are going to try to create mismatches there and get Steve Smith out into space. You'll see plays where they just take a quick snap and throw it out to Steve Smith and try to make that youngster miss him, and then off to the races. He is what they call the rocket of the offense. If he makes one guy miss, as he did against Atlanta, he can take it to the house every time.
We're talking with Kevin McCreary, assistant sports director for the South Carolina Radio Network. He follows the Carolina Panthers, and that's who the Chiefs have this week as the Chiefs try to build on their one-game winning streak after losing 12 straight. I saw an interesting note on the Panthers' website that Charlotte head coach John Fox and Chiefs head coach Herm Edwards were actually in the starting secondary for San Diego State back in 1976, both considered very good defensive coaches. What makes Fox such a good head coach?
John Fox is a lot like Herm Edwards, I think, and the fact that the players really respect him, and it's neat that they were friends and played together at San Diego State. And he's one of those guys that he's got a laid back attitude. He's one of those guys that'll say it is what it is, and he doesn't really harp on things too much. And the players really like that about him. He's a very smart defensive coach, and he's been under some pressure. Now, this is a big season for him. If the Panthers don't do well this year, I think he's going to find himself in danger of keeping his job because he's been there so long. But I think he's one of the most respected coaches in the NFL because of the fact that players like him. They like to play for him. That's why you see people like Mohsin Mohammed coming back to play for him again. And he deals with players very well. Like, you never hear anybody say he treats them unfairly. He's straightforward and down earth. He's a former player, former defensive back, which defensive backs are usually some of the smarter guys in your on your team. They're in the secondary. They have to make those kind of calls. And John Fox is certainly the epitome of that.
There's no doubt that the Chiefs, in fact, I would say there's probably some similarities between the Chiefs and the Chicago Bears, that both teams like to run the ball first and control the clock. Is there any concern on the defensive side of the ball for the Panthers with the Chiefs coming in with their running game and Larry Johnson?
Well, I think so, but the Panthers, their mindset has been this week, hey, we faced a lot of great running backs. We faced LT to start the season. We faced Adrian Peterson. We had to face Michael Turner last week for the Falcons. So seeing a great running back is nothing new to them. I think right now their bigger concern is on the other side of the ball. You saw a Kansas City team fluster a very good Bronco offense, and the Panthers up front of their offensive line, Jeff Otok, questionable with an injury. I would be shocked if Jordan Gross plays. He was back out on the practice field just watching, but he was knocked out for about 30 seconds against the Falcons, and he's recovering from a concussion, so you don't have your left tackle. That means Travell Wharton, who's missed the majority of the season, will probably slide into that spot. He's still a little fresh. He's been with the team, but he hasn't played a lot this year. I think protecting Jake Delhomme and opening up holes for the Panther running backs could be a bigger concern than trying to slow down Larry Johnson.
Well, the Chiefs have some injury issues on their offensive line, too. Brandon Albert is out for this game, so they're going to have Herb Taylor start at left tackle. I'm sure Julius Peppers has got to be licking his chops.
Well, they're hoping Julius Peppers can get going. Julius Peppers has not been the same Julius Peppers about the past year and a half. He was a guy that was a wrecking ball and really a guy that could change games. He would score on defense a lot and disrupt plays. He has been criticized at times for effort, and I think maybe unfairly so, because he's one of those guys that makes everything look so easy that people think he's not trying hard. He's got a smile on his face all the time, and that's just his personality. But you can't argue with the fact that he has not disrupted offenses the way he used to just a few years ago, and they hope to see him have one of those two or three sack games, maybe where he forces a fumble, recovers a fumble, and does something special that you haven't seen number 90 for the Panthers do in a while.
Kevin, what do the Chiefs have to do to beat the Panthers this week?
Well, I think they need to have a similar effort from Larry Johnson and control the ball. That would be a key, and not have any turnovers. You know, this is going to be a homecoming of sorts for Tyler Thigpen. He is the first quarterback with South Carolina ties to start, actually born in the state of South Carolina, to start in the NFL since the 1950s, and there's a lot of people that are keeping an eye on him in this part of the world, and a lot of people that are really proud of what he's accomplished. And he's going to have to play very well, not turn the ball over, and just do the simple things there and force Jake Delhomme into some mistakes and exploit a banged up Panther offensive line. And if the Chiefs play like they did last week, the Panthers are in for a fight, and John Fox has said as much this week.
Kevin McCreary, Assistant Sports Director for the South Carolina Radio Network, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And we'll catch up with you later.
Very well.